Hello?
Oh, Dwayne, honey, it's your mother calling, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. So how are you doing
I'm
now?
I'm doing fine. I'm at the fair, Mom.
Oh, I know that, yeah. Honey. I mean, how are you doing with Celine?
Her name is Serena, actually.
Oh, Serena. Okay, yeah. Serena. Uh-huh. Okay, so how are you doing then, huh?
Well, that's fine. She just went over to the education building, so.
Oh, well, where are you?
Well, I'm at Fine Arts. I'm looking at some photographs and stuff.
Oh, honey, you're not having a fight,
no,
are
no,
you?
No. Huh? She went over to talk to a friend of hers who's with the state college system and so forth.
Yeah, honey, but, honey, listen to me. Sometimes a girl will say that when she wants to ditch somebody.
No.
Okay? No, I'm serious, huh?
Huh?
Well, honey, listen, it's your first date with her, so I'm just curious.
Right.
Now, what are you doing tonight now?
Oh, we're going to go over to the grandstand.
Oh, well, what in the world for, honey?
Oh, well, I'm going to a show there.
Honey, it's that public radio show.
What?
I mean, it's all public radio people over there. You know, old people who get excited about recycling.
Oh.
Honey, you know, come on. Serena is young.
It's
you know?
Serena.
Yeah, Serena. She's
right.
Young. I got that. She doesn't want to sit and listen to people play guitars and, you know, sing about climate change.
Mama, listen, it's okay.
Huh?
All right? We're having fun.
No. Listen, you take her to the Midway, all
what?
Right? You take her on a ride where you hear young women screaming, okay? You know, one of those rides, honey, where you get tossed around, you know, and there's a lot of body contact.
Mom.
Honey, just give her a chance to grab onto you, okay?
Huh? I don't care for wild rides, okay?
Well, honey, now is the time to care, okay? It's called dating.
Okay.
All right, you hang out, you go out to dinner, you go to movies, you have babies. It's nature, honey.
Mom,
it's just nature.
Come on.
Yeah. All right, now listen.
Yeah.
I just wish you were not wearing that seersucker jacket.
What?
Gosh, nothing says sad middle-aged man like seersucker, honey. I mean, heavens, it's what math teachers
Mom,
wear.
Huh? Please.
I mean, gosh, there she is in the short shorts and that tank top, and you look like her sad old uncle.
Mom.
I mean, she's out for a good time, Dwayne. She's not a public radio person.
She is. She's 34. She's an insurance adjuster.
Well,
she listens to
She doesn't look like it, honey, huh? Hmm?
Mom, are you following us?
Huh?
Are you here at the fairgrounds?
I don't know what you're talking about,
I hear
about,
music
honey.
In the background.
I
hear a
carousel.
Mom. I
don't know what you're
Mom,
talking about.
You're following
know.
Us, aren't you?
All right, honey, all right. Your dad and I came over to the fair. Yes, we did. All right, right. And we just happened to see you go on the Swiss Sky Ride, okay?
Mom,
that's it.
You're following
huh?
me. I can't believe this.
And you were holding her hand, Dwayne, and it looked so nice, honey, huh?
My mother is trailing me at the state fair.
All right, Dwayne. You know what, honey? Just forgive me for caring, okay? You know what, honey? Just forgive me for wanting you to be happy. You know what, honey? You know what? I guess I should just get out of your life, right? Right? Shouldn't I do that? You know what? This is what I should do. I should get on that sky ride, and I should just jump off.
Oh,
how about that? Huh? Huh? Oh, I know. How about I go gorge myself on Tom Thumb donuts,
Mom.
You know, and just swallow them whole, and then maybe
on.
I'll choke to death.
Mom.
Huh? Oh, no, how about this? How about I go to the horse show and I jump into the ring right when the Budweiser Clydesdales go by and I'll be crushed by a beer wagon?
Mom.
How about that?
Mom. I'm 47 years old. Just, I'm an adult. I'm grown up. Please.
Oh, honey, you're a writer. Writers are sociopaths.
Oh, come on.
Honey, they know nothing about personal relationships.
Please, Mom, please.
All right, okay. See, now I made you angry, and you're just going to punish me with your silence. I know you. So you know what? Just talk to your dad for a second. I got to go take an Ativan or something. Hank? Hank, come take the phone.
Oh,
look, now you just dropped. Now it's all got sawdust all over it. Well, blow it off. You don't want to breathe that in now.
All right.
Go. Just talk to him. Go.
Give me the
phone. All right, go.
Yeah.
Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's up?
Oh, not much.
Uh-huh.
No. Yeah, I'm up here looking at them snow blowers.
Uh-huh.
So.
What's Mom doing?
Oh, it's a crazy thing. She's got the binoculars on. Yeah, weird. Got big binocular marks around her eyes, you know. She's acting like a rabid raccoon.
Boy. Yeah. You been to the animal barns yet? Or?
Oh, no, no.
No?
Kind of saving that for last, you know. Yeah. Yeah, she's going to drag me up to see the butter sculptures.
Right.
And then I suppose we'll spend an hour looking at the jams and jellies. And
yeah.
Boy, I sure miss the stock car races.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Yeah, she keeps telling me, don't wander off now like, you know, I was some kind of child or something,
right.
You know.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, I might just do that, though.
What, you mean wander off?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Go stand behind a root beer stand there, yeah. Just see what she does.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, be careful, okay?
Okay, then.
All right.
Give me the phone, right.
Now, okay. Give me the phone, hon. Dwayne, honey, you still there?
I'm here, Mom.
Okay, listen to me now. Listen to me, honey. Now, listen. I get the feeling that I am in your way, honey.
Mom.
And you know what the problem is?
What?
The problem is I care too much. Honey, after you left this afternoon, I went over to your house and I cleaned. I cleaned, honey, just in case you brought Serena home with you. And I changed the sheets on the bed and everything,
Mom.
All right? But you know what, honey? Maybe I should just disappear.
Oh.
Just disappear completely. So how about this? Here's an idea. I'm going to put on a hijab or whatever they're called. And I'm going to figure out something that looks like a burqa, okay? And I'm going to put a backpack on and I'm going to walk over to the poultry barn. And I'm going to tell them that I'm going to blow up something, all right? I'm going to act like an old lady terrorist or something.
Right. Okay.
And they're going to take me downtown and they're going to send me off to Guantanamo Bay.
Mom.
And honey, you will never, ever, ever see me again. I will go off and you will be rid of me forever and ever and ever.
Mom, you've already cried, okay? We have a rule. Just one fit of sobbing and one phone call, okay? Just one, all right?
Just upsetting.
What do you want, Mom?
I want you to be happy.
I'm happy, Mom.
No.
What do you want me to do
now? You to go find Serena and make her happy.
All right, I'll take her on some rides or something.
Okay, because you know, honey, so often a woman judges a man by how he treats his mother. Do you know that? Oh, yes, honey, I read that somewhere.
Oh, you read it, okay.
Yes, that shows her how he'll treat her when she marries him, okay?
No, I did not know that.
Yes, okay, so listen to this now. After the rides, you know, maybe you could meet us over at the Olivet Lutheran lunchroom, okay? And we'll have some strawberry shortcake, and you could be nice to me. But only if you want to, honey. Don't do it for me, okay? Don't do it for me.
Huh? All right, okay, I'll do it.
So go on the tilt-a-whirl and then the human slingshot. So she screams, honey, and she grabs on you, okay? And then come meet us at the lunchroom, but only if you want to, honey.
Okay, I want to, Mom.
Okay, good, honey.
I gotta go now,
good.
She's coming, okay?
Okay, see you later, honey. Love
bye
you,
now.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye-bye.